Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours,
or get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Wednesday, December 29th. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Here's some new websites. Welcome to KKGXRadio.com.
That's 920 AM where I started 26 years ago, and 99.1 FM. And welcome to KWXY.com. That's 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, where you can hear us every day before Dan McGrath in the morning from 5 to 6 on KWXY and from 9 to 10 on KKGX. I'm learning all these new things myself. Sit back and relax. I want this to be the best hour of your day.
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
This is presented through the generosity of Desert Oasis Healthcare, mydohc.com, and 320-8814. Your life, your health, our passion. And for Wednesday, the Scrap Gallery says sign up for their newsletter with all kinds of information about our global community, Masked Mondays, and more. Step up to the plate against food waste. You can go online to scrapgallery.org. The Living Desert says help protect young desert tortoises from the large raven population in the Coachella Valley who prey on young tortoises. I didn't know that. I have Tomas in Brumation right now, so he's safe. By covering your trash, because it's a food source for the ravens. The Living Desert, it is 47900 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. More information at livingdesert.org. And DAP Health says you can get gift cards for after Christmas sales and any kind of gift giving, always. And they're good at all four Revival stores, Palm Desert, Cathedral City, Palm Desert, and Indio. Check it all out at revivalsstores.com. Okay, look who's back in the house with her beautiful curly hair. We welcome back to our microphones from Eisenhower Health. Here's Lee Rice.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. Santa was good to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Me too.
Another year we fooled him. Tell us your title over at Eisenhower, sweetheart.
I am Marketing Coordinator and Communications Specialist, as well as Public Information Officer.
And you do such a good job. How many
Thank
years?
You. I've been at Eisenhower almost 17 years.
Because you've been on the show that long.
About, yeah.
Who did you bring us again? I think I know this face.
Yes, I have brought Scott Stretch, who is our Chief Administrative Officer for our Cardiac Services business line at Eisenhower Health. And, you know, there's a couple of things in the cardiac world. You know, we're always looking for the latest and the greatest and the newest technologies and things like that. And one of those is a procedure called transcatheter aortic valve replacement.
Whoa, whoa, one more time.
Transcatheter.
Okay.
Aortic.
I know what those words are so far.
Aortic valve replacement.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise known as TAVR, T-A-V-R. And so, you know, recently, within the last month or so, we actually just surpassed our 500th TAVR procedure. And Eisenhower is still the only hospital in the Coachella Valley that performs TAVR. And so Scott is here to talk about a recent program that we were involved in that we just became certified with, and he's going to talk about that with regard to TAVR.
Eisenhower's always on the, pardon the pun, cutting edge of all these things. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a good Christmas? What did you celebrate?
Lots of gifts.
Oh, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, Hanukkah, what else is there? So it's nice to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
Talk us through this a little bit. Say it for me more. Transcatheter
aortic valve replacement. So for decades, your only option was to have your chest cut open to fix that valve. And that's still a very good procedure for the right population. But with TAVR, it gives us a minimally invasive procedure that is catheter-based. So we go in through a very small hole in your groin and go up your aorta, and we fix your heart from the inside out.
Go up an incision in my groin, go up
the aorta, which is the largest vessel in your body, kind of runs up your chest, and we take a catheter with a a valve that's kind of winded down on that catheter, and we go from the inside out to fix the heart.
From the inside out.
Yeah, and you just have a pinprick hole in your femoral artery that we close up. So, you know, that used to be a much more invasive surgery. And again, open valve surgery is still very important, but this is another way to attack that disease that didn't exist a decade ago. So this is giving people that would not otherwise be eligible for traditional surgery another methodology to survive and thrive and live longer lives.
Can one thing, why don't we tell people out there why, if open is so great, but why would we do this? What would someone need to experience in order to have a TAVR?
Yeah. So patients that would not survive traditional surgery, perhaps they're frail, can't handle the anesthesia, can't handle the being on the heart pump time, all of those factors. So this is a new technology that previously those patients had no other choice than to not be fixed.
Oh dear.
So this is a way
saving a lot of lives.
Right, and we've saved over 500 with this new technology.
How big is it like the size of a drinking straw that goes up here?
About like your pen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how big's my aorta? Big enough to take that?
About like an inch. Yeah.
Oh.
So it doesn't impede the blood flow or anything like that. But that's just one of the
aorta's Scott's holding up maybe like a nickel, a quarter. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and so this is just one of the techniques we use to perform minimally invasive cardiac surgery to give people different options to live longer.
Fascinating. Is it outpatient? How long do you, what?
That's another advantage. So we have had some patients go home same day. By and large, they go home in about a day, sometimes a little bit longer. But if you went back a decade before some of these technologies existed, you're in the hospital 5, 6, 7+ days.
These
patients get to go home to their families much, much quicker. They heal much faster. You know, they're up and about next day.
And I'm guessing that if you had to do it again, it's not nearly as invasive as the cracked sternum and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Sternotomies are no joke. They're no joke, yeah.
But do you do those also?
Yeah, Dr. Wilson and Logsdon are our two cardiothoracic surgeons. They perform hundreds of traditional cardiac surgery cases per year to fix blocked arteries, to fix valves, things like that. So we do.
Can you fix blocked arteries and valves with TAVR?
Well, TAVR.
TAVR.
TAVR would be replacing that broken down valve. So it's replacing that aortic valve.
Boy, I'm trying to picture this. This is fantastic voyage time.
I've seen it in person, and it is absolutely amazing.
On a computer screen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that how you do it, doctor?
Well, so, you know, they put catheters in, and we shoot iodine-based imaging contrast so we can see on the, like
computer.
On an x-ray type of view. So we can, the doctors and technologists and nurses can see where they're driving to with to put this valve in place.
And you drive the TAVR up the aorta. How?
It's on a catheter that's about 30 odd inches long, and we kind of fish that up the aorta and into the arch of the heart, and it goes down into the valves, and then we inflate a balloon, and the surgeons and the cardiologists leave that valve in place and pull everything out and close shop and go home.
And then you see the valve just moving the way a valve would.
Unbelievable!
It's really amazing. So, because we have done so many and have done them really well and have done a couple of different approaches through the femoral artery, now through the carotid artery.
Oh, yes. That's closer.
Which is pretty amazing. So, Edwards is the manufacturer of these valves, and we have become a benchmark program for them. And so, why don't you explain that to us, Scott?
Well, so our interventional cardiologists and our cardiothoracic surgeons, they really want us to be the best and have the best outcomes, be the most efficient. So this is a program that we started a few months back to really push us on the bleeding edge of being the best. And we're the first hospital in California that's achieved this, and obviously the first in the Coachella Valley as well. But it's really trying to push us to put the best practices in place, again, to get the patient safely home as fast as we can so they can get back to their lives. And so we put a lot of steps in place using less anesthesia, less sedation, things like that, to really get these patients up, in, and out as quick as we can so that they can get back to normal living.
Right. Are you
out cold? Are you in twilight sleep? Do you go deep and then you bring us back up? Or
it's
none of the above?
It's a mixture. Some patients will get general anesthesia like you normally would. Some patients will get moderate sedation, which obviously is less. So they do. They wake up quicker, they recover quicker, and they can go home quicker.
Amazing.
This has also pushed us to not send our patients to critical care as often. So a year ago, 2 years ago, the vast majority would go into an ICU bed for a night. Now the vast majority do not. So again, they go to a regular telemetry unit and they go home. So it's about getting them out of the hospital as safely and efficiently as we can.
Any particular age that you're seeing the most occurrences?
Well, this has allowed us to treat a much older population. So our oldest TAVR patient is 102 years old.
What?
And again, that's a patient that would not have qualified for traditional heart surgery. So this
is
giving this population, you know, another decade plus of life.
That's phenomenal.
I know. I remember one of our first TAVR patients was 90 something, and as soon as he had that done, I think it was later that day, he was dancing in the unit.
But the color would come back to your face.
Yeah, and these are people who can't walk 10 feet. So your heart is working so hard just to breathe, just to live. And so while some people are, you know, might say, well, you know, they're 85, 90, what quality of life, but when you can't even get up out of your chair, that is a huge improvement in your quality of life.
And I don't know what to say. It's hard to picture, but you're describing it very well. It's magical almost.
It is. I mean,
remember the movie Fantastic Voyage where they shrunk the little submarine or whatever it was to go into the aorta and fix things?
You know,
every
few years we go, man, what's next?
And, yes.
And, you know, this is just one of a handful of technologies in cardiovascular services that just simply didn't exist a decade ago. And we're doing multiple minimally invasive procedures that are really helping people live longer and better lives.
I'm so excited to have you here. So proud of you for bringing. What do I hear in your voice? Where are you from?
The South.
Yes.
Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida.
Me too. The South. Where'd you go to medical school?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Yeah, where'd you go to nursing school?
I got my nursing degree in Mississippi and my master's degree at the University of Mississippi and a lot of postgraduate stuff beyond that.
Wow. How wonderful. And you must feel so, what's the word? There's a big word, something about doing this work.
Well, I think for a lot of us, we talk a lot about what's our life's mission.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
And for us, it's fixing broken hearts.
Oh, that's it. Interview's over. I mean, how can you tag it any better than that? Scott Stretch. Now, the Chief Administrative Officer and the administrator for the cardiovascular services at Eisenhower Health, all on one business card. Thank you. I'm going to keep this interview because it's the kind of thing to replay once in a while. This is fantastic news. Do you get your referrals from doctors, or do people just call up and say, I want what Scott's doing?
we have a very large cardiology practice, so they kind of funnel through there. We see about 500 to 600 people a day in that clinic.
Wow.
And so that's it's the largest practice from LA to Phoenix. So we see 150,000 people a year across all areas of cardiovascular services. So that's cardiology, cardiothoracic surgery, vascular surgery. It's a big disease that we're trying to combat.
You're doing a wonderful job. And we're so proud of Eisenhower Health and the work that Lee's done for years, bringing all these guests to us. Blessings. What's your New Year's resolution, doctor? Or, I'm sorry, nurse?
Get beyond where the world is today.
I like that. And yours, dear Lee? Don't say lose weight or get more exercise.
I think I echo what Scott said,
yes,
as well.
Especially the world you
for
guys
sure
function in. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.